95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. On the show today, we've got Gimme Five. We play five songs in a row with a theme at 5 o'clock. Because it is May the 4th, be with you. The theme is space today. The theme is space, songs about space. We're also going to do Star Wars impressions in the 4 o'clock hour, and you can win Aerosmith tickets for their final tour. And Uber Lost and Found, and another chance for you to play the KLOS name game coming up this hour on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. Stu is filling in for Sluggo today. It is May the 4th to be with you.
May the 4th!
Yes.
Yeah.
You a big Star Wars fan?
No. Yeah, I mean, yes, I love Star Wars. Saw it as a kid. Seen it several times.
Mm-hmm.
Love the Empire Strikes Back.
Love 4, 5, and 6, like most people.
Love 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
I saw, there's a 7, right? I saw that.
I'm not positive.
Yeah.
It goes in the lineup.
Seven, but okay. Then like 1, 2, and 3. I'm not a big fan, like most people. Well, the one with Jar Jar Binks, I don't even want to see that.
Sure.
One.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But because you like the older ones, I think you'll do very well on this One American Dollar.
I don't ever do well on one.
I need a dollar, that's what I need.
Yeah.
You need a dollar.
I would love a dollar.
This is the top 10 Star Wars characters.
Okay.
Top 10 Star Wars
top
characters.
10.
Now,
right.
That's kind of easy, I think.
I'll tell you what. The first 5 or 6 are going to be real easy.
Okay, so I'm going to give you 6 guesses to get 5.
Oh, I don't even have to name all 10?
No.
Oh, okay.
You just got to get 5 of them.
Well,
within the first 6 guesses.
I get one wrong.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
To get to 5.
All right. I mean, come on. Anybody that's listening to this right now is just going, they're rolling their eyes and going,
right.
Stu sucks.
Right. I mean, you haven't come up with a guess yet, so no, in that way you suck.
Okay. Oh, so just start now?
Top 10 Star Wars characters.
I'm waiting for a bell or something. Okay.
Darth Vader.
Okay.
Is correct. Darth Vader is number 1.
I would hope so.
Which I agree with.
Yeah. Luke Skywalker.
Luke Skywalker. 2.
Yeah. Han Solo.
3. This is the easiest ever.
This is great. Am I going to get a dollar? Princess Leia.
Princess Leia is 6. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's 4.
That's 4.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. I win!
You win. Well done. That was the easiest work ever.
Oh, my God.
I mean, look.
Dude. Oh my God, listen to this fanfare.
Right?
I feel like I should give you the dollar after all that.
Okay.
No.
Because I don't have one, but you know where I work. I'm good for it. Here are the top 10 Star Wars characters. 10 is Mondo.
Mondo
the Mandalorian.
Who? Mondo Connie?
I believe.
Who?
Number 9 is C-3PO. Number 8 is Chewbacca.
Of course.
Number 7 is R2-D2. Yeah. Number 6, you got Princess Leia.
Yeah.
Number 5, you didn't say Yoda.
Well, I would have. I was going there.
Number 4, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Did you see the Obi-Wan Kenobi Disney Plus show?
Yeah, it's like he's young.
Yes.
Or something. Yeah, I'm not.
And he's fighting. Oh, it's great.
It is?
Yeah, he's fighting with Darth Vader.
Oh.
It's like a battle between those two. It's really one of the best ones, I think.
They started out as chums when they were kids.
No? Well, I don't think it's kids. I think it's the early days when... It's literally basically Obi-Wan Kenobi on Disney Plus is basically Obi versus Darth Vader.
I might be into that.
Yeah, it's really good.
You know, I started on that Mandalorian. I thought that was pretty good.
And yeah.
Then, I don't know. I fell away. Same. Yeah.
I did the same thing. But a lot of people love that as well.
They do.
Number 3 is Han Solo. Number 2 is Luke Skywalker. And number 1 is Darth Vader.
Now, I never saw that Han Solo movie. Did you?
Which one was it?
It's called Han Solo. It's a movie.
I probably did. I saw all of them.
Really?
Yeah.
The Han Solo movie.
Well, I'm not
sure.
Seems
like you'd remember because it seems like nobody liked it. Like everybody
I'm not
I
sure
from.
I saw that one. Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, you win the dollar and I'm left confused.
I'll take another dollar.
Your chance to play the name game is coming up on KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo today.
What's up?
How are you, man?
Good.
You ever take an Uber?
I have taken an Uber and Lyft.
Have you ever lost anything in an Uber?
Actually, yes.
Did you? What did you lose?
Tickets to the concert I was going to.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you do?
I called the guy and he we got him back. It was amazing.
Wow.
It's always a good idea to establish friendly rapport with your driver.
Right. Just in case you leave the tickets to your concert.
Yeah, there. Man. Yeah.
Uber's 2023 Lost and Found report includes dentures, weed.
Well, yeah, sure.
A lightsaber and a slushy machine.
A slushy machine
seems big.
Machine seems pretty big.
Yeah, that doesn't seem losable. The 10 most forgotten items that come as no surprise include phones, wallets, keys, jewelry, and headphones.
Yeah.
But their list of the 50 most unique items lost
Dignity?
Is where things get weird. No, dignity's usually lost before that point.
No, it's...
I say.
Well, yeah. It depends if you have a cool driver.
It includes a Danny DeVito Christmas ornament. Some of these things just go, what?
Danny DeVito. Oh, it's in the shape of Danny DeVito. I get that.
Why did anyone have that?
I don't know.
A fire sword?
What?
A remote-controlled vibrator.
A remote-controlled? Well, maybe it was left in there on purpose, since I can control it from wherever.
But it's in the back seat. It's not... No one's using it.
Well, maybe that's where it started.
Oh, I see.
In the back
seat. You're hoping that the driver will pick it up?
I said friendly rapport.
Right, sure. Chicken wings?
Yeah. Boom.
Six cheesecakes? Again, another giant size...
Not six slices, but six cheesecakes.
Full cheesecakes, yes.
I wouldn't give that back.
A painted rat trap?
A painted rat trap.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a rat trap.
An important pregnancy test. What do you think that means? It must be positive?
Oh, just unwanted.
Why would they say important?
Unwanted news. I would leave. Yeah, well, no,
I don't
shut
think
up,
that would
Stu.
Help you. How does a person leave their dentures? How does that happen?
Well, I can guess.
What? How?
Well, I'm guessing there was a couple.
Right.
She's got dentures. He does not.
Right.
They've established the friendly rapport with the driver, so he's just keeping his eyes on the road.
Right.
And the dentures come out.
But don't the dentures... Oh, that's so gross.
Yeah, I know. It's gross.
You're thinking about somebody else's car.
Yeah, I know. Well,
that's so gross.
If you burn the car, you can always get a new car.
That's true. That's a good point. Lightsaber.
Fire lightsaber.
Weed and one Gucci loafer.
One Gucci loafer.
Yeah.
Gucci.
That is the strangest list ever.
Do you own Gucci?
No, of course not.
Right on. Good.
Do I look like a guy that owns Gucci?
You don't.
No. Jacksonville, Florida took the top spot for being the most forgetful city.
Yeah.
San Antonio, Texas, and then Palm Springs, California.
Oh, well, you would think Palm Springs would be in the lead.
Why? Because elderly?
Old folks, yeah.
I was thinking Coachella and our...
Oh, yeah.
Our, what do you call it?
Contributes. Our Power concert, Trip?
Yeah, Power Trip.
Power Trip.
I would think that a lot of people use Uber then, but I don't know. Maybe it is just the old people.
I don't know. You know, these days, you know, the smart, supposedly, people take an Uber or a Lyft to a concert, you know, there and back. You don't want to park and stuff. But, dude, right. It takes hours.
It does take forever.
To get the car. So I'm like, well, what do they charge to let a bicycle onto the place now?
Right. You're a bicycle or motorcycle guy.
Well, if you want to take a motorcycle, it's still ridiculous money. It's not cool. $80 to bring a motorcycle? I'm not even using a parking spot. Okay, but I'm thinking, like, well, what if I, like... bring a bike nearby, a couple of miles away, and then I pedal onto the property. They must have a bike rack. So is that $80
too? I don't know. That's a good question.
You know, or a skateboard. But
I'm
going
to need you to try that out.
Well, I'm going to because any show that's at SoFi, I'm not taking an Uber and I'm not parking.
It is kind of a nightmare. Yeah. It is kind of a nightmare. Well, try it and let me know.
I'm going to let you know.
Okay, good. Thank you. Brand new song from Foo Fighters called Rescued on 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station.
I love that song.
I do too.
Man,
I like it a lot at the beginning.
Yeah.
And now every time I hear it, I like it more.
I'm not getting sick of it. It gave me chills the first time I heard it. I think I got a little verklempt. I love the song. I'm not even kidding, man. I
hate to see that happen.
Yeah, no, I got choked up.
It is May 4th, which is May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th.
How many impressions can I get my boyfriend to do Star Wars edition? Kylo Ren.
Han Solo. I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Yoda.
When 900 years old you reach, look as good, you will not.
C-3PO and R2-D2.
R2-D2, what are you doing? Well, I don't like you either.
Darth Vader.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Old Obi-Wan Kenobi.
You don't need to see his identification.
New Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Hello there.
Jabba the Hutt.
Orca Taka Wanka.
Chancellor Palpatine.
Good, Anakin, good. Kill him. Kill him now. Do it.
Chewbacca.
All right, so...
Dude, I mean, what's pointless now?
Right. No, it isn't pointless because it's fun to hear people try.
That was great.
Because okay. doing That's... impressions is really a difficult skill for me. I don't do it.
For anybody.
Right.
But the bar has been set astronomically high now.
Yes, it is. That guy was quite good.
Wow.
But we have a pair of tickets for Aerosmith, Peace Out, the Final Farewell Tour.
What?
Yep.
With Black Rose opening?
Yep. December 7th at Kia Forum.
Yeah.
Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. But if you want to call with your Star Wars impression.
Man, it better be good.
Don't tell us who it is.
Oh, yeah. That's a test.
We'll have to try and guess and see if we know who it is.
I got a great one.
You do?
Stormtrooper number 7.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. You're free to go.
Well done.
Boom. I'll take those tickets. Thank you.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS with your Star Wars impression.
Pretty good, huh?
Stu was in for Sluggo today. Neither of us are good at impressions.
No.
But I do love Star Wars Day.
My Stormtrooper wasn't half bad.
It wasn't terrible.
No.
But also, it's not really recognizable. You wouldn't have told me what it was.
I
wouldn't know.
You're free to go. These are not the droids we're looking for. Boom.
Yeah, but you're just saying it in your voice. An impression is sounding like them. You understand that, right?
These are not the droids we're looking for. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Much better.
You're free to go. These impressions are going to suck.
KLOS, hello.
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 Hey, Kevin.
Hi there.
I have a Star Wars impression.
All right. Let's hear it.
All right.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Is it Kermit the Frog?
Is that one of those little furry dudes?
Oh, an Ewok?
Yeah, was it an Ewok?
That was my best attempt at a Chewbacca.
I'm sorry. Chewbacca.
From Star Wars?
Can we hear that one more time?
Yeah, do it again.
Whoa.
Is that when he gets...
Listen, I love you, but you're not going to win these tickets, but thank you for calling.
All right.
We don't know yet. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
All right, you got a Star Wars impression for us?
The only one I know.
Let's hear it.
Luke, I am your father.
That's Darth Vader?
Wow.
Wow. You hang up on me right now. Hang up on your end. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
That's a better Chewie.
How was that?
It was way better than the Chewie that we had already. Yeah. But still terrible.
Yeah.
It was really not good. It's better than I could do, though. Listen, I can't do it.
Yeah, as like a muffled morning alarm clock. That wasn't half
bad. That's what counts.
What?
You what?
Thanks, fellas.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye now. Yes, he made us laugh. KLOS, hello.
Hey there.
Hi, Star Wars impression.
Sure. Luke, I'm your father.
Or a better one is, hi, it's Princess Leia. Luke, my brother, play with my jumblies.
That was better.
That actually had some content.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
It's the same dude
calling back. Did you just call a minute ago?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. All right. KLOS, hello.
Hi. Just trying to do an impression for the tickets.
Yes. Star Wars impressions for Aerosmith tickets. Go ahead.
Okay. Misa gonna try to win the tickets.
Your favorite person.
Was that Speedy Gonzales?
No, really, but...
No, it's Stu's favorite character. What were you just telling me earlier today?
Well, I am.
Do it again for Stu.
Do it again.
Misa going to try to win the tickets.
Misa, come on. It's the character that you hate.
Oh.
Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, that's Jar Jar?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, I think.
I'm proud to say I would never get that.
KLOS, hello.
Get back over here and finish. That's Han Solo telling Princess Leia to get back into bed.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, my friend.
Is that your impression?
That happens to be my impression. I just wanted to call and tell you, you do not need a microphone for the radio. It's simply your father's lightsaber.
You got to tell us who that is.
Oh, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Wan.
I thought he was going for that. I
can
hear the wisdom, but not the impression.
Right. KLOS, hello.
Okay, I don't know if the one that I've got is going to be easy to pick out. It's pretty obscure.
All right, well, you can tell us who it is if we can't pinpoint it. Go ahead.
Okay, I be ready, okay, because right. This is really obscure. Okay, here we go. I'm a grown man doing this in my car instead of mine.
Good for you. Good work. Hold on. You're the, I think he's the best so far.
Oh, I'm the best.
So far. So far. Take it easy, dude. All right. 818-955-KLOS is the phone number with your Star Wars impressions for Aerosmith tickets. We're taking Star Wars impressions for Aerosmith tickets. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Talking about the Star Wars impressions.
Sure.
All right. What do you got?
These on the droid you're looking for.
Oh. Wow, a double header.
He's really mixing them up.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
You know, as far as
I love Aerosmith.
All right, thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Aerosmith tickets I will win.
Oh, all right.
Not terrible.
Yeah, not the worst one.
Oops, sorry. Hold on. Oops. My bad. That's my bad. My B. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey there.
How you doing?
Hey, guys.
We're good. We're looking for Star Wars impressions.
Okay, I'm going to try my best.
All right, let's hear it.
Wow.
I wonder why no one can do that, including myself.
I didn't think that was, you know, you're just gargling right with something, right?
All right, you hold on. Don't go away.
I can't do it.
KLOS, hello. I know, I can't either.
Hey, are you guys done with the Star Wars impressions?
Nope. No. What do you got?
Not by sight.
I got about three of them.
All right.
To the convoluted store you're going.
Oh.
Is that Jar Jar or is that Yoda?
Yeah.
Yoda,
okay.
All right.
Oh, man.
That's my Chewie. And then Darth Vader.
The plans you refer to will soon be back in our hands.
Ooh, that is a villain.
Right, that's
from
not
like
terrible.
That's from like Super Friends, though, or something.
Yeah, it does sound like a cartoon. It's a cartoon Vader.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Don't go away. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Star Wars impressions.
This radio is... host, not you are.
That sounded like another Yoda.
That was Yoda?
Yeah.
At first, it was just the vacuum of space.
Oh, it's Jabba.
Oh, it's Jabba the Hutt.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Radio host. Not you are.
That's the Cookie Monster, buddy.
That's Scooby-Doo. KLOS, hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. Impressions from Star Wars.
Oh, look. You're not a force. Do or do not. That is no choice.
Or at least we recognize the line.
Yeah, that was good. That was...
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Yes, tickets for Aerosmith.
Star Wars impressions. Let's hear it.
Tickets for Aerosmith. I must have tickets Aerosmith for me, please.
Okay, and now do the impression.
That was your own voice doing a Yoda language. All right, thank you. Wow. KLOS, hello.
Ooh.
Hello.
This is the planet Tatooine calling. It's just a desert hellscape.
Hi.
What do you got? A Star Wars impression. What do you got?
But I built her. I saved her.
I'm afraid in your anger, you killed her.
No.
I'm not positive. I'm not positive what that was, but the effort was there.
Yeah, that was the big acting. You get the Oscar.
I think you get the Oscar. We'll give you the Aerosmith ticket. Sure.
Oh yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
That was right when Anakin had just transformed over to Darth Vader, and his wife had died.
Oh.
Whatever.
I thought it was Luke's dad.
We don't.
we
couldn't tell and we don't care, but that. Hold on. You got tickets for Aerosmith. Don't go away.
Wow. I think Kevin just got tired of doing this.
Listen, he gave the effort. The effort was there.
He did. He sounded like he broke a sweat.
Also, I'm tired of doing this.
Okay.
Give me five songs in a row with Kevin and Sluggo.
It is May 4th. May the 4th be with you. So our theme today for Gimme 5 is space. Space. If a song is about space, give us a call. 818-955-KLOS or Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter. It is May the 4th. We are doing Gimme 5 songs about space. This is Starman from David Bowie on 955-KLOS.
Is this the number to make a request for the space song?
Yes, it's Gimme 5 and the theme is space. What do you got?
Space Station number 5 from the Montrose debut album.
Oh, that's a great request. Who's this?
This is Ron from Chino Hills.
All right, Ron, you got it. Thank you.
All right, thanks for the show. It's great.
That's Gimme 5. The theme is space. Keep listening for your chance to win Incubus tickets. They're playing Yamaza Resort and Casino. And we've got the KLOS name game coming up as well. How do you feel about birds?
Birds. Oh, they are near and dear to my heart and one of my favorite things on this planet, Kevin.
Hate them. Couldn't hate them more.
Actually, I don't know.
They're really, not one of your favorites.
I mean, no, they're, you know, birds. Why do you hate birds?
I hate birds because they're dirty. They're dirty. And they spread germs, and they poop on your head.
That's true with
everything.
Name
me another animal that poops on your head.
Monkeys. Spider monkeys.
Okay, throw poops.
But that's about it, yeah. And very crazy people who live in New York and are in a walk-up and can throw it down the...
You know what I especially don't like is seagulls.
Why? Seagulls?
Because that's they're super annoying.
Ah!
Yes, they make that noise. And
like
they dive
noise.
Bomb every time you're eating outside by the beach. They dive bomb you.
I think birds must. I've never had problems with birds. Like
what?
People say they get pooped on.
No possible
people
way are you saying that this is because I don't like them.
Yeah.
They know it. Yeah. That's not where you're going.
You're sending some sort of transmission somehow.
That is not
the
case. It's
got to be something. I don't get it because I've never had problems with birds.
Seagulls crash the picnics. They take the food. They photobomb.
It's hilarious.
They can even bite you.
Photobomb, yes. Yeah, they can.
They can.
They're like, this guy doesn't like us. Let's bite him. Get him, people.
So they just had the annual European Gull Screeching Championship.
Oh, I don't want to go to that.
So the noise that you just made is sort of like a seagull.
Yeah, it's pretty poor imitation.
These are people on stage.
They can do it?
It looks like at a bar.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God, because you'd have to be drunk to listen to
this.
Very
drunk.
But they get up on stage with a microphone, and they try their best to sound
really?
Like a seagull. The worst noise in the world.
Well... So there's some drunk guy named Steve doing that on stage?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Is it, though? I mean,
no, I mean it sounds like... I mean, it's annoying, but it sounds like...
It is annoying.
Let's listen again.
I mean, sure, that's good. If you want to make a noise that's...
No, that's not
super
good.
Annoying.
Yeah.
If that's what you're looking for, you've got these people.
That's a good one.
I'm not sure why there's a drum beat under that.
Sure
I don't
either,
understand.
But that was a good seagull.
It was, but it wasn't as good as the winning.
Have you ever lived by the ocean, by the way? I lived by the ocean for a while, and you better get used to it because you're going to hear it.
Yeah, because they're all over,
and they
will always try to take what you have.
They deserve it.
Seagulls suck.
Wait, so let's hear. Is this the winning
this
one?
This is
then?
The winning
okay.
one.
All right. Snuck a seagull in.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
They had one a seagull in their shirt or something.
I mean, if you want
good.
A really, really annoying sound, that guy wins. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We took a quiz to find out which Star Wars movie we should watch today on May the 4th. You can find that on our socials. And also, we took Star Wars impressions, which hopefully we'll never do again.
Oh, terrible impressions they were.
That was pretty terrible. Yes. Also, I learned that that judge is not going to let me off, and I probably need to go back again tomorrow. So I won't probably see you tomorrow until later, and that's all a filthy lie. And I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have tickets for you to see Incubus at Yamava Resort and Casino. We have two tickets to see the band. It is the second show's been added now on May 11th. Plus, we're throwing in $50 in slot play. You got to be 21 or over. Tickets and info at yamava.com or be caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Congratulations to Julie from Moreno Valley for winning tickets to see Incubus at Yamava Resort and Casino. A second show has been added May 11th. Plus, we're throwing in $50 in slot play, and you got to be 21 or over. You can get your tickets and info at yamava.com. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have your shot to win your share of a giant pile of cash and tickets to the Epic Power Trip concert. We'll take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. All right, let's play the name game. KLOS, who is this?
Hi, this is Freddie. How you doing?
Freddie, I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, great.
You are caller 13, which means you get to play the KLOS name game.
Cool.
All right, we're up to $600, and we're looking for a cat breed with a two-word name. And the last two guesses were York Chocolate and Maine Coon. So for $600 and tickets to all 3 days of the power trip, what is your guess?
Siamese? Yes.
Siamese is only one word. It's two words. You want to stick with it?
Yes.
Is incorrect. Sorry about that, but you could try again next hour when it's $800. Thank you for trying.
Cool, thanks.
We have your chance to win your giant pile of cash and tickets to the Epic Power Trip concert. We'll take caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS, to play the name game. Good luck.
The name game.
The name game. KLOS, who is this?
This is Liz.
Liz, you're caller 13.
Woo! Yeah, yes, that finally.
That means you get to play the KLOS name game. How long have you been trying?
Well, since you've started the whole
since
thing.
Since we started, all right.
Last year.
We are looking for a cat breed with a two-word name. And I can tell you the last two guesses. One of them was baffling because it was Siamese, and that's not two words. And the other one before that was York Chocolate. So what is your guess?
My guess is Scottish Fold.
Scottish Fold?
Yes.
Is
right
incorrect.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Call again
next hour
when it's $1,000. Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Thank
us.
You.
All right,
bye.
We have your share to win $1,000 right now and tickets to the Epic Power Trip concert. We'll take caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS to play the KLOS name game. Good luck.
Tell elected officials in seconds.
KLOS, who is this?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, who's this?
Dude, it's Trevor. I'm 13.
Trevor, you are caller 13.
Yeah, sick, man. All right.
Well done. You get to play the KLOS name game. We're looking for a cat breed with a two-word name. And the last two guesses was Scottish Fold, and before that, the wonderful two-word name of Siamese.
I know, right?
So, what would your guess be for $1,000?
Yeah, I'm going with the Carillion Bobtail.
The Carillion Bobtail?
Carillion Bobtail.
That is incorrect.
Oh, of course.
I'm sorry, man. Right, man. All right, the next chance to play will be tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank. Thank you.
Mick Jagger was in the studio audience of the UK TV show Top of the Pops on this day in rock in 1967 to watch Jimi Hendrix Experience play. They did Purple Haze. Steppenwolf made their U.S. television debut on this day in rock in 1968 on American Bandstand. 15 guesses what they played. You said Born to be Wild, well done. There was a punk benefit show on this day in rock in 1977 at CBGB in New York City. Patti Smith Group, David Johansen, the Dead Boys, Blondie, Suicide, and Richard Hell, and the Voids, I can never say that, all played live.